A week ago, the Santa Barbara County Superior Court sentenced Plains All American Pipeline to pay $3.3 million in fines. This was for their involvement in the 2015 Refugio oil spill, which leaked oil into both the ocean as well as Refugio State Beach, and for which the company was found guilty and criminally negligent for by a jury in a 2018 trial. I have with me here today Linda Kropp, who serves as the head legal counsel for the Environmental Defense Center here in Santa Barbara and testified at last week's sentencing hearing to the ecological impacts of the spill. Linda, can you quickly summarize for our listeners how the Plains All American Pipeline was responsible for the Refugio oil spill?
Yes, the Plains All American Pipeline carries oil that is originally produced from platforms offshore Santa Barbara County. There are three platforms you can see off the Gaviota coast, and the oil and gas are piped ashore and processed at the Las Flores Canyon facility, which is hidden away along the coast. And then the oil needs to be transported to refineries outside of the area before it can be sold at market. And that has traditionally been by onshore pipeline. And that pipeline is owned and operated by Plains All American. And on May 19th, 2015, that pipeline sprung a leak, and the oil traveled all the way from the pipeline, which was inland of Highway 101, and it traveled a quarter of a mile down the coast, under the highway, through a culvert, and into the ocean and onto beaches. And the reason why Plains was found criminally liable is because it turns out that Plains had known for quite some time that the pipeline had become corroded, which means that it wasn't as safe. The walls of the pipeline had thinned substantially, and yet Plains didn't do anything about it. It also turns out that they had had similar problems with other pipelines around the country that had spilled, and Plains had been found liable. They had had to, you know, pay extensive fines and penalties. So they knew they had the same problem with this pipeline. Their inspection reports showed the corrosion, and yet they didn't do anything about it. So as the judge pointed out at the hearing, you know, this was completely preventable. This was not an accident that came out of the blue. This was something, you know, Plains knew the risk they were taking. They took that risk. They didn't tell anybody. So that was the first thing that they did that was, you know, so egregious. And then the second was when the spill happened, they didn't report it right away. And if it's not reported right away, then that means the response doesn't happen right away. And because it wasn't reported right away and the response didn't start right away, the oil spread 150 miles down the coast. That never should have happened. You know, even once the oil did, you know, reach you know, the beach and the ocean, it should have been contained right away, and it wasn't. And so it spread for weeks and ended up all the way down in Redondo Beach in Orange County. And so it impacted beaches all along the way. Most of the oil ended up in the ocean, and so it was never recovered. And so, you know, who knows how long-lasting the effects will be.
That's a point that I'd actually like to dig a bit more into. While definitely one of the more significant oil spills in recent history for the Central Coast, it's not the largest in terms of quantity of oil spilled, but it's also still despite that, it's still being characterized as one of the most biologically disastrous. Can you explain why it's still so impactful on the ecology, despite not being you know, technically one of the largest quantities of oil spilled?
The spill killed hundreds of marine mammals, dolphins, sea lions, birds, including brown pelicans, you know, other fish and wildlife. So it had a tremendous effect on wildlife. It had a tremendous impact on our beaches and, you know, beach habitats, like, you know, really sensitive dune habitats and habitats for endangered species like the snowy plover. And then it also affected communities and businesses up and down the coast. Commercial fishing was closed for 2 months in the area. Several state and county beach parks were closed, and this was May. So all of these beaches and beach parks were closed, you know, through Memorial Day and through June. You know, just a horrible time for people to not be able to enjoy the ocean. It affected a lot of businesses. It affected tourism. It affected a lot of recreational businesses. A friend of mine has a business where he takes people out to the Channel Islands. And even though he could still take people out to the Channel Islands, everyone started canceling their trips because all they heard was, you know, oil spilled in Santa Barbara. So it had a devastating economic impact, you know, affected people's livelihoods. Some people who owned property on the coast near the spill got sick. So it definitely had a huge impact. And it also, I think, served as a reminder how, you know, dangerous and risky offshore oil development is, and that, you know, even in this day and age, and even using a pipeline instead of, you know, what they used to do in the old days was tanker the oil. So, you know, even using a pipeline caused this major oil spill. So I think it shows there's no safe way to drill off our coast.
Well, to that point, I heard that they are trying to reintroduce tanking the oil because of the fact that the pipeline is no longer usable. And I believe there have been efforts to install a new pipeline because, as I understand, those platforms are not producing right now. Is that correct?
That's true. Seven platforms were shut down because they couldn't transport their oil. Four of them are permanently shut down, and they are going to be decommissioned, which is great. The only three that are proposed for restart are the three Exxon platforms, and Exxon does have an application before the County of Santa Barbara to allow it to truck its oil in these big, you know, oil tanker trucks. And to, you know, send 70 truckloads of oil up the coast. So Exxon is trying to get permits to truck their oil so they could restart their platforms. We represent Get Oil Out and Santa Barbara County Action Network in opposition to that application. And then also Plains All American has an application into the county to build a new pipeline. And that application is pending, and we're also representing Get Oil Out on that issue. So
turning back to kind of the sentencing specifically, I understand that the prosecution was originally arguing for $1.2 billion in fines. Could you explain the discrepancy between what they were originally asking for and what the judge ultimately decided on, the $3.3 million?
Well, the district attorney asked for $1.2 billion dollars in fines, and the judge ultimately fined Plains $3.3 million. Now, the judge wanted to fine Plains more. The judge really lit into Plains. He talked about how egregious their behavior was. He talked about their history. He talked about their negligence. He talked about their, you know, their active and knowing disregard for the risk. But he felt that state law constrained him, and he felt that, you know, he imposed the maximum base fine and the maximum multiplier, and that's how he came up with the $3.3 million. He acknowledged that that's not enough to dissuade Plains or any other oil company from similar behavior in the future. And he pointed out that Plains has been found liable in the past, and yet they continue to act in this way. And the reason why the DA asked for additional penalties was because the DA wanted the penalties to begin the minute Plains knew that the pipeline was corroded, and so every day that they didn't do something about it. But the judge pointed out that the jury only convicted Plains of the violation of spilling the oil on May 19th, 2015. So the judge felt he could only impose a penalty for that one day.
And so in terms of the money, the $3.3 million, are there any restrictions on how that money is supposed to be spent or used for?
There's no restrictions. And the other thing that the judge did order is, in addition to the $3.3 million in fines, he also scheduled a restitution hearing for July 10th. And at that hearing, anyone who suffered any economic harm or property damage harm, can seek restitution. So the money, the amount of the money is going to increase. We have no idea how much, but July 10th will be a really important hearing because that's when Plains will have to hopefully pay restitution to all these people who have been harmed by the spill.